The event, titled Daily Life in Ancient Rome, will feature a number of interdisciplinary research presentations, authentic food offerings, and demonstrations, including a Roman catapult. Dr. Marie-Therese Champagne, an associate professor of history at the university, started the event several years ago in an effort to make history come alive for her students.
Several of us in the history department are doing new and innovative things to try to involve students much more in the action, make it become present to them. For my area, I teach ancient medieval Renaissance history, and it's hard to take field trips to Europe. So I try to bring the ancient and medieval settings here as much as I can. And Rome, ancient Rome, is very popular in the public with movies and books and video games, etc.
Again!
The event has expanded over the years with the help of grant funding. This year's event, which is funded by the College of Arts, Social Sciences, and Humanities, as well as the History Department, includes research contributions from three different colleges at UWF.
We're involving mechanical engineering students who are building a catapult. Of course, it's not full size. We have to make that disclaimer, and we're being very safe. We have modern safety mechanisms with it. Also, we have theater students who are putting on a gladiatorial demonstration. We have public health graduate students who are doing special projects on some of the really interesting and horrific public health problems they had in Rome, and they had no idea of the cause of them. So the treatments and everything they were doing were not working, obviously. And I have students from several majors in there presenting their own research projects in costume, and we also will be having some authentic Roman foods according to ancient recipes that have been translated into modern measurements, thank goodness, for sampling. The involvement of mechanical engineering has been termed a rare collaboration with history, which I think is fantastic. And I hope to expand this more. I do have funding that has been provided very generously through the university that we hope to expand this over the next several springs and produce it each spring.
The event begins Tuesday, April 3rd at 9 a.m. in the Center for Fine and Performing Arts. The catapult demonstration will be held later that afternoon at 1 p.m. at the intramural field behind the UWF police station. That evening at 5:30 p.m., Dr. Bettina Bergman, an ancient art historian and professor from Mount Holyoke College, will give a keynote presentation entitled Visualizing the Natural World, Roman Gardens, Wall Painting, and Homes. The event will continue on April 4th with a full day of activities. For WUWF and the Division of Research and Strategic Innovation, I'm Richard Kahn.